This is the Norris Group's Real Estate Investor Radio Show, the award-winning show dedicated to thought leaders shaping the real estate industry and local experts revealing their insider tips to succeed in an ever-changing real estate market. Hosted by author, investor, and hard money lender, Bruce Norris.
Hey everybody, it's Aaron Norris filling in for Bruce because this is more of a tech topic and everybody knows I'm a nerd and I love it. Today we have Shubber Ali. He is co-founder and CEO of Centric, a software platform designed to connect homeowners with everything they need to know about their home in an easy-to-use app. Previously, he was vice president of strategic innovation for Salesforce.com, Forbes' most innovative company for the past 4 years, where he helped C-level executives at Fortune 100 companies develop and execute on transformational business process innovation initiatives across retail, banking, and manufacturing. He is a regularly featured speaker on process and disruptive innovation and has published numerous articles on topics ranging from innovation to management of core competencies in corporations. He serves as a consultant to the World Bank on digital infrastructure in developing markets and was recently a new member of the Digital Infrastructure Working Group for the World Economic Forum. Shubber has a very impressive resume, and there's actually more on the website. But thank you for joining us. It's really nice to have you on the radio show.
Thank you, Aaron, for having me. Glad to be here.
I ran across your app because I got because I produced a radio show. We get information from the builders, from the realtors, and it came across sort of within a week. And I'm like, what is this app? Especially because you had a Salesforce background, which is a customer relations management system. For those of you who don't know what that is, you should look it up. And this reminded me of that for the home. So how did you even come across this, and how did you end up in real estate?
Yeah, it's funny because I have nothing to do really with real estate from a background point of view, other than I have purchased three homes in my life. So the current home I live in, of course, two before that. And it was actually while working at Salesforce, we were working with some of the biggest brands out there, like Home Depot, GE Appliances, and others. And they were always asking the same question of us, which is, how do we connect better with our customers, you know, people like you and me? And their first thought was, let me give them an app, because, of course, apps were all the rage. And we would regularly push back and say, well, think about how many brands you have in your house. Do you really think you want 15 different apps for 15 different appliances? And they would, think about it and say, no, probably not. And that got us thinking about, well, but how do they connect better with their customers? And at the same time, I was actually going through a purchase of my own house that I live in right now. I've been in for the last 4 years. And when I bought the house, loved the house, but it was like the Winchester Mystery House to me, which if your listeners don't know, it's this tourist trap in San Jose that's just a house that never seems to end. And I had to learn the house all over again. Pretty much everything I learned in my previous home really wasn't relevant here. There were new switches, new things to do, how to work the sprinkler controller, how to take care of the garden, all of that. And, of course, all the new appliances that came with this house. And I thought, there's got to be a better way to keep all the information per house in one place. And when we kind of connected the dots on that, my colleague James and I, he worked with me in the innovation group at Salesforce, it was that Reese's Peanut Butter Cup moment where we said, if we could connect both sides, the homeowner to their house and the retailers and manufacturers to the house, there was a real opportunity here to create what we call Google for your home. And so we quit our perfectly good jobs and set out to build it.
Exactly. And what's interesting is the angle I'm coming from, people are probably like, why are they even having this show today? And it was because of the angle from the builders and from the realtors. It's not very typical to see the same company come through, and they were even taking a different angle. So we're going to get to talk about a few things that I'm very excited about. And if you don't mind, I'm just going to tell them my experience, and hopefully they'll get it quickly. So
yeah.
I got a notice of this application. I'm like, what is this? So I downloaded it on my phone, and basically it says, okay, go through your house and start taking pictures of the appliances, the major appliances in your home. So I took a picture of my refrigerator, and then I go inside and find the serial number, and I take a picture. And I got really busy, but I did the majority of the major appliances in the home, thinking that I was going to have to go back and enter in, the actual serial number itself. Well, lo and behold, the next day I was going to come back and start doing that. And I don't know if you have software that scans it and puts it in, but I didn't have to do any of that. So the example that I'll use is my refrigerator. I'm that guy who brought a brand new refrigerator when we got this home, and I have not changed a water filter in 5 years because I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to pull the refrigerator out. It's going to be a process. I don't know how to do it. I don't know where to order it. So here's the beauty of this app. So because the app was able to say, okay, well, this is the brand. Here's a serial number. You click this button that basically sends you, you can easily see all the parts that you can order within the refrigerator. I clicked on the link, I went over to Amazon, I ordered the filter. Two days later, it came to the house, and I'm like, okay, well, I still have to pull the refrigerator out, but okay, I'll watch this video. So automatically, because it knew the brand and the serial number and, you know, the what kind of refrigerator it was, it automatically links me to all the different manufacturer details of the, what do you call that? The manufacturers, the books that you throw away. Yeah. Well, it's got the how-to videos, but it also links the manufacturer manuals. That's what I'm looking for. Manufacturer manuals. Yeah. It links that, but then yes, the how-to videos. And I completely embarrassed myself because it literally was a 1 minute video and I changed. It was so easy. And I had just been, it was something I should have done for 5 years and I never done it. It was super easy, but that it's like that for every single, appliance, I couldn't even believe how easy it was, and it was pretty brilliant. So I'm just really excited about it, and I wish I could show. I'm going to try to figure out a way to actually show it online when I do this on for the video format for the radio. But it was just really easy to use and really brilliant because I'm thinking about real estate investors, like how often do we do rehabs? And this app has the ability to also shoot video. You're not charging anybody for the app. It has the ability to you where you can take pictures, you can film videos. So say I have a house and I want to remember how to turn off the gas in case of an emergency. I can film a short video and upload it to your servers and keep it there, and it's organized in a fashion that I can find it. I've purchased software management for property managers, and I haven't seen anything like this that's intuitive and makes it pretty easy. So congratulations. It's really cool. I'm really enjoying it. And I think that there's two angles here. So the realtors and the real estate investors, but there's a way that realtors can actually use this to market themselves. So I've sort of outlined basically what it is. So that's the app that it brings all this information on your house, major appliances together. You can order parts, see how you can, you know, install those parts. And there's this advertising piece of it. So let's talk to the realtor side of this. So, the California Association of Realtors had a press release and it's a new partnership with them. So what are realtors able to do with this app?
Yeah, that's a great question. One of the things that actually, we hadn't realized is that the realtors came and asked us and said, can we use this? You know, clearly we want to give it as a gift, like a closing gift to their customers, especially the buyer's agents, to help them move into their house. And they said, can we brand this? And we looked at it, and there's a nice big open spot on the menu page. And we said, sure, why not? So we created a platform that allows them to essentially go in, upload their brand, their photo, their you know, their headshots, their contact details, which they can update anytime they want for free. But upload all that, and then whenever they give it to a customer, their branding travels with it, not just in the app, which every time the customer is using the app, they're reconnected with their realtor, but also in all the emails that we send out, which we do periodically throughout the year, always specifically targeted to that house and relevant to the things in that house, so not generic emails. But their branding is on that as well. So think of it as a very low investment in terms of time and effort from a realtor point of view, contact system to stay in front of their clients. And the reason why is really simple, that, you know, well over, and the numbers vary depending on who tells the story, but when we, you know, talked to NAR, the National Association of Realtors, they said roughly 75% to 80% of customers, you know, home buyers and sellers say they would use their same agent again. That they like them, everything is great, they'd use them again, but less than 20% actually do. And when you dig into it, the answer is really simple as to why. It's because they lose touch. You know, it's oftentimes years between a transaction, and so they just simply don't have that contact info, and they certainly didn't keep the fridge magnet, assuming they got stuck in the first place. So they said, you know, how do we stay in touch? And the problem with things like traditional closing gifts, like a bottle of wine or one of those things, or a home warranty, is that once it's consumed, it's gone, you lose touch. So we said, what about this, where whenever somebody is asking for a referral or ultimately they want to buy a second home or sell their house, you're always right there in front of them. And they loved it. So we ended up partnering with the California Association of Realtors to promote this to realtors all across the state. We're actually now in similar discussions with other groups across the country to do the same thing. And any real estate agent or realtor agent brokerage can sign up for their people. If you don't want to brand it, you can still give this to your customers because it's a free app. Mm-hmm. It's just a great tool for people. But if they want to use it as a ongoing marketing tool, it's a very easy way to do it.
Can the realtor actually go through the home and do sort of the prep work on the existing appliances and then hand it over sort of fully loaded to the customer?
Yes. So we built this to be something that, you know, the average homeowner can do. So it's really as simple as snap a photo of a nameplate and the stuff just shows up. So for a realtor to go through and capture, you know, the big 10 appliances, so when you think about it, there are just a certain number of major things. There's the refrigerator, the dishwasher, the stove, maybe the microwave if it's attached, the oven, the washer, dryer, the water heater, maybe the HVAC system. That's kind of it, right? There's just a handful of things. They can do all of that in less than 10 minutes, just walking through and taking a photo. But what they've done is start to create a user manual for the next owner. They can also, if the buyer's agent, and they're normally the ones who recommend the inspector, because most buyers, I never used an inspector that I had of my own. I always ask my agent, hey, do you have an inspector? Since they're oftentimes the source of that person, they can, as someone they have a relationship with, say, hey, when you're going to the house and doing your inspection, please just take these 10 or 15 photos and add it to it. And that's a great opportunity to have the inspector also build a relationship with that homeowner going forward rather than just it being a transaction, and add additional knowledge because inspectors are very knowledgeable. So things like, where is the gas shut off? Where is the water shut off? How do you operate it? Things that most homeowners don't think about. And when there's a gas leak or there's an earthquake, that's not the time to figure it out. So
exactly. Well,
that's the kind of stuff that's perfect to capture.
It is. And I think beautifully really solves a lot of issues. And I can see this being very popular with millennials, especially if it's a first-time home buy where they don't know those things. And it doesn't take somebody who's experienced to probably do a very thoughtful job of uploading those kind of things. It might take an hour, but what a customized, cool gift instead of something that a consumable that you're just going to throw away. If somebody would have done this for me the very first time I bought a house, that would have been crazy cool. I just think it's a really brilliant personal touch and a way that a realtor can be in front of their clients, anytime. Now, if I remember this right, you're also attaching to some interesting data, sort of like recalls, right?
Yes. So you actually hit on a great point. So what most people don't realize is that so in the last 5 years alone, over 15 million appliances were recalled in the U.S. There are somewhere between 50 and 100 million existing recalled appliances at homes across America that people don't know they have at their house simply because no one ever registers a product. Virtually nobody ever sends in those little cards that come with you when you buy stuff.
Exactly.
And mainly because companies tend to use that as marketing fodder. So that you fill in the card and they got you, and all of a sudden you never stop hearing from them. And the problem is that when products are recalled, the government requires manufacturers to notify people of the recall. But since they've never registered, manufacturers say, well, what are you supposed to do? So if you're the Samsung Galaxy Note, you get the benefit of having everybody in national news talking about your recalled phone.
Exactly.
But many people don't realize that 2 months after the Galaxy Note was recalled, Samsung recalled 2.3 million washing machines because they had this problem where they tend to vibrate and blow apart. And 2 months prior to that, GE recalled about 300,000 washing machines because they had a tendency to catch on fire. So
wow.
The issue is people don't know about these things in their home. So when we found out about the recall issue, we actually started talking with the government, the Consumer Product Safety Commission, and spent a number of months integrating into their database. So they have a record of everything that's ever been recalled. And we now automatically check, because when you take that photo of the make, model, and serial number of your refrigerator or your dryer or your washer, what have you, we have a database now of those things. If we don't send to the manufacturer, so we're not registering you. But we check that database against the recall database every single day. So we find things, and ironically, I found two recalled items in my house after we turned the system on last month. One of them being a Cuisinart food processor, which some of your listeners may know. Cuisinart recalled 8 million food processors back in December. So if you have one at home or you know somebody who has one, if nothing else, download the app, take a photo of the nameplate, and you'll find out within roughly 24 hours how it's been recalled. And the fix is really simple. Cuisinart will send you a new blade, but it takes less than 3 minutes.
Wow. Yeah, it's so easy to order the parts, too, for the replacement. Again, I mean, I think it was $15 for the part for the refrigerator. And then it took me a minute to install, and I was ready to hire a handyman because I just didn't want to deal with it because I really thought it was just going to be a process. So,
well, you, Aaron, you hit on exactly the thing that, you know, to me is most exciting, is that, you know, people are more do-it-yourself than they think they are, and if they think they're capable of doing, the problem is not knowing what the thing is that they're supposed to do, right? If they only knew it, it's really not rocket science. But because they don't know, they end up calling, and, you know, we've heard it referred to as basically the $200 switch problem, which is you call somebody, they come out, they know the button to push, they flip it, and they write you a bill because it was a service call, and it's, you know, it's their time. And so that's part of what we're hoping to help people solve. And it actually happened to me just a few weeks back. Our oven has lights in the upper and lower ovens have lights on the sides. Now, they're not the traditional appliance light bulbs, which, you know, I'm not a complete idiot. I know how to screw a bulb in. But these were these glass panels that were behind the rails inside the oven. And so as I watched one light bulb after another burn out over the course of almost a year, thinking, I don't want to call an electrician, but I don't want to take the rails off, because if I screw those up, then I'm going to have to call somebody to fix the entire oven. And so we just dealt with a dark oven where you'd open the door when you wanted to see what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, when I loaded it into Centric, I found a video in there, of course, that showed in 1 minute how to take the light bulb covers off without removing the rails. It turns out there's a little trick to it. And a day later, I had all four light bulbs replaced and pleasantly surprised my wife by saying, watch this, push the light button and the oven lit up. That's to me, was a satisfying win.
Well, I thought of another thing for realtors too. There's a spot in the app where it's got contacts. So if you've got affiliates or, you know, just really trusted partners that you want to promote, whether it be a plumber or an air conditioner servicer, you can almost preload those for your clients, and maybe you can figure out some kind of, I don't know, cross-marketing opportunity with these vendors. I just saw that as another opportunity there. One of the reasons I was go ahead.
So I was going to say, you actually hit on another part. The app is really a platform for your house and everything you ever need to know about it to stay on top of it. And you hit on one, which is service providers. So, you know, when I moved to a new area, you know, people don't talk to the neighbors anymore. You don't get the yellow pages. And so you have like Angie's List and Porch and all these different companies trying to sell you access to service providers. It turns out the first and best recommender of people to work on your house, whether it's to service your pool or your garden or an electrician, is probably the previous owner, because they may have had those people working in the house already. And wouldn't you want people who've already worked on it? So the first step is get the seller to load it with the one that they would recommend and they've used before, and also include, for instance, receipts and other things that over time create kind of a Carfax for your house in terms of maintenance history.
Right.
But then, if there are any gaps, the realtor should absolutely, they've got their list of people that they work with, put it in there, because that's a useful service, and it saves you that, how do I call 6 months later? Because that's just time consuming. Those are always good.
Well, and that's why I got excited about this app too, is when it comes to real estate investors, a lot of us are in these houses fixing things up anyway, but I'm a landlord. I have several rentals. I haven't gone through the house and done this. So one of the things that happened is I have a full-time job, and when somebody needs a repair, you know, I'm sort of at the mercy. I've inherited some of these appliances. I don't know what parts. So the handyman has to go there. He's, you know, going in blind, where if I can say, hey, this is the make and model number, this is exactly what's wrong, I can actually order the part and have him stop by the office, you know, before he even goes out. I can save him time. I can be uploading videos to remind myself where things are, because sometimes I'm not in these houses for years at a time. You know, you're not going to remember. So you can upload videos, photos. And one of the exciting things when you and I originally talked about is eventually you're going to be, you know, thinking about landlords and upgrading capabilities to be able to share this with maybe my tenant. It, right?
Correct, exactly. So right now you already have the ability to have multiple properties in the app under a single account. What's coming soon is what we're calling different access modes, so things like guest mode or tenant mode, mm-hmm. where you can share with them some of the information but not everything, so that they can use it to live better in a place. You know, and a logical extension from that is if you have house guests or, you know, in-laws come over, or even like a babysitter, which is how I originally came across this idea, was every single time the babysitter comes over, every month or month and a half, we have to show her again how to use the four remotes it takes to control the TV, because it can never be simple anymore. So rather than writing that kind of stuff down, just give them access. They can watch that 2-minute video or that 30-second video that says, here's how you do this. Here's how you use a fancy coffee maker. Here's how you, you know, turn on the TV. Here's how you connect to the Wi-Fi. And that's great for a tenant. It's great for a renter. It's great for a guest, whatever.
Can see that being very, very helpful if for those of us doing Airbnb, where you give access to, here's how to turn on the jacuzzi. I stayed at one a couple months ago, and it was a process. Let's just say it was not easy, but we finally got it to work. But it had to bring somebody out. If there was just a video, I probably could have figured it out. What some great applications on this. What do you see for the future for this?
So we are actually really excited to announce a couple of big new partnerships coming up and a lot more exposure. So one of the biggest ones is we're partnering with This Old House, which of course is a very well known and respected brand in the, you know, the home media marketplace. It's been around for decades, and we're going to be featuring, in fact, we're coming out in the issue that will be coming up in the May issue. We're working with them on that, on their TV programming and on their, across their website, and then ultimately providing access to their content directly to our app. So when you're there in your app and you're trying to figure out how do I do something like unstick a stuffed drain or a valve or what have you, anything you're looking for that they have content on, you'll be able to access it directly through the app.
You said This Old House, right?
This Old House.
Yeah. They have a fantastic YouTube channel, by the way, as well. I love them.
They do. They do. And we're going to make it simple. You know, you actually hit on one of the fundamental issues, which is a lot of information is available out there on the web, but you have to go find it, right? And so,
yeah, that's part of the problem.
Yeah, and so it's like a needle in the haystack, because when I do a Google search, I get 3 million results. And then, and I've been using tech for years, so I know how to write a really good query. But then you have to scroll through for a while to find exactly what you're looking for, whether it's finding a manual or a how-to or a discussion forum or anything else. What we did is flip it on its head and say, just take a picture, we'll bring everything to you. And so another part of what's coming is what we're calling communities, which is this idea that, let's say you have a you know, a Bosch dishwasher. What if you could be connected to all the people who have that exact model of Bosch dishwasher in the country who are using the center? And so instead of you going to the spot, find the forum on the web somewhere where all these people get together and answer questions or share tips or whatever, what if that was actually brought directly to you?
Hmm.
And that's, and then that allows you to get connected directly to the product manager and the manufacturer, because I don't know about you, but I've got 11 buttons on my dishwasher. I've only ever used two. I'm sure I'm missing an opportunity to do some stuff better, but this would be great for them to know too.
Right? You're like, oh, that's what that does. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, that's very true. I have that problem with my car.
I should be doing the, what is it, the taking care of my, we have one of those tank with hot water heaters, and we have hard water over the. And I didn't know until we started Centric how I was supposed to be taking care of it. And what would have happened is I would have gone years until it broke, and I would spend a lot of money to have somebody fix it because I never maintained it.
Can you set up reminders inside the app?
That's part of what's coming shortly, is the entire maintenance cycle. So
Wow. For
every one of the things that we have, think of it as three different kinds of essentially calendars running in the system. There's time-based calendars. So, hey, Aaron, every 6 months we'll take that water filter in your fridge. Your six-month cycle might be March and October. Mine might be December and June. Mm-hmm. But it's a six-month cycle for all. It's everybody who has that particular app. The second one is the calendar-based one. So it might say, hey, it's October. It's time to feed your citrus tree. It doesn't change for you because you live in Southern California and I live in, you know, say, a little bit more. It's October. But you need to know what to feed it, when to feed it, how to feed it. And so that information is provided to everybody who has that. The third one is event-based, which is things like weather alerts. So we're tying into the National Weather Service system so that you might get a freeze warning, which had I had one of those 2 years ago, my lemon tree wouldn't have been killed because I didn't know about it. And, you know, all we were taking is going out there and throwing a sheet over the top of my lemon tree and it would have been fine. But getting alerts that are specific to where you are, and then, of course, there's the user-created ones. So, like, things to remind myself in April, turn on the PEX piping that's in the deck to heat the pool up using sunlight, and in October to shut it down, right? Those are things I would make for the house, and then one day when I sell the house, all those running calendars and everything else go to the next owner.
That's pretty neat, and it's very rare that we do this kind of technology update, especially since this is much better in the visual format, but I was excited because there's so many applications for investors and for realtors. So I knew this was going to go fast, so how can they find you online and the app?
Okay, so online, our website is centrichome.com. Centric is CentricHome.com, and you can either just click the Get the App button at the top of the screen, or just go to the App Store and type in Centric, CentriQ, and we're right there. It should be the top one that comes up. We are available if you want it on your iPad instead of your iPhone. Just make sure that you deselect iPad only because it's an iPhone app. It works fine on an iPad. And Android is coming out in just a few weeks, so please stay tuned. It will be out shortly. We are always looking for user feedback. And love it, hate it, wish you had another feature, let us know. That's how we build our roadmap, is feedback we're getting from actual users on things they wish it would do.
Well, thanks, Shepard. This has been really cool. And we'll post all the information online to access the website and the link, and really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, Aaron. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
For more information on hard money loans and upcoming events with the Norris Group, check out thenorrisgroup.com. For information on passive investing with trust deeds, visit tngtrustdeeds.com.